Well, I think it's time that we rediscovered our light, that you rediscovered your inner light, and we started living from a place of an open heart and start living from a place of just freedom and joy and compassion that we're so capable of once we strip away a few layers of this ego that just gets in the way. And that's what today's podcast is about. I speak about the funnel coming from the single point of thought. This time I'm going to go the opposite way, and I'm going to break that funnel down from the very top to the bottom. You're going to have to stick around for this one, because this will really, it will either blow your mind and go, wow, I get it, or you will be like, I need to know more. Whichever way, it's fascinating, it's awesome, and it's what changes my life so much when I think about this kind of thing. And all I'm doing is trying to think of different ways to explain breaking down the ego. So just before I start, I want to say thank you to everybody that donates, everybody that keeps these podcasts going. Angie Han, you are the latest. Thank you so much for that. Eva, thank you. Jenna, Amir, thank you. Jess, thank you. Liddy and Stuart. And there's a few other anonymous that I just want to thank you, reach out to you. Big hug over the airways or whatever it is. It's not over the airways now, it's through the wires now, isn't it? Whichever way, it doesn't matter. Just want to say thank you to you guys. You're awesome. And anybody that reviews, anybody that listens or follows, you're all awesome. I love you guys, and just keep up the good work. You're really starting to build this podcast into something, and we're reaching more people. We're giving more people a little more inner peace. Well, let's hope so anyway. So I want to, when I was a child, I always used to deconstruct everything. I used to break everything apart. You know, if I had a radio, I wanted to make it go louder, or I wanted to tune it to better stations that I swear was off the dial that I could tune into. And I never used to be able to put things together properly, and I used to break everything. And when I had my first car, we bought it at the auction rooms. It sat on my friend's drive, and I took the wheels off. I was cleaning it. I was doing all these different things. I was being a mechanic for the day. So I had this car, and I took the wheels off, and I took all the springs off near the brakes and everything like that. I put the wheels and all back on. I don't know what was I doing. I don't know. I put the wheels back on, and my friend came home and said, what are those springs doing on the drive? And I was like, yeah, I don't know what they were. So what do you mean you don't know what they were? Well, I took the wheels off and I took apart the brakes. I did all these things. And he's like, you can't drive a car now. You've left the springs off. I said, yeah, but I couldn't work out why they were needed. So this is what I've always done. I've spent my life breaking things down, trying to understand. And do you know what? You find out one thing every single time. You find out that radio, when you break it down, was never a radio. It was only constructed that way, the bits put together. The Lego house you build, guess what? Just bits. And you know that story, that ego that you are, that whole thing, this is who I am, this is how I like things, this is how I react to things, this is what I'm good at and not good at, guess what? Just bits. It's just stories. And that will either give you a refresh and go, oh, wow, it's just that. I can relax a little, or it'll freak the hell out of you. And of course, who wouldn't be freaked out when you're going to be taken apart and you're going to be seen through? It's like imposter syndrome. Guess what, ego? I can see through you. I can see you're just a collection of stories and memories. That's going to freak out any ego, right? But the truth is, on the other side of that deconstruction, there's freedom and there's joy. And you end up taking life less seriously. And I don't mean you end up not taking life seriously. There's the paradox. I'm not saying you go through life and you don't care and you just end up just somebody just not caring. Not saying that at all. But when you take life less seriously, you can take the blows a little bit more and you absorb them and you become more flexible. Like the tree that's in the middle of that field that we all love, seeing that great big oak tree or whatever tree. And we go, how does that stand there year after year, storm after storm? because it doesn't take his life too seriously and it knows it's going to be okay because it's got the deep roots and the deep foundation. So I've gone slightly off topic what I was going to talk about. I love trees, as you know. But yeah, I'm going to, so this reverse funnel, I'm going to deconstruct the ego and the story and this person of who you become. So I'm going to, normally I start at the bottom layer, the very point at the bottom. I'm going to start at the top, the most complex, the most colorful, the most layers of all layers, the most stories, the most memories, all in the top. So I want you to imagine a funnel. At the bottom of that funnel is the initial point of thought or the point of caring. Below that, there's just, just peace. Just nothing. And then the whole funnel goes up, and I want you to jump straight to the top. And right at the top, this is the outermost layer. This is where thoughts, beliefs, emotions, they all converge into this complex web of narratives and opinions. It's bustling and it's busy and it's noise in your daily life. All the expectations, the personal ego, this layer is marked by all the diversity and the multitude of voices. Oh, I'm just tired to think about it. Everything is there. Every belief pops up. Every opinion pops up. Everybody's thoughts, all your wishes, you know, everything you are. Everything, every memory, it's all there. And you want to be there. It's all the desires and all that. And it's not always colorful. Sometimes it's really hard. Sometimes it's tough. In actual fact, most of it is tough. The Buddha said to be alive is to suffer. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about, you know, if you're there or if you're on it, if you're living your life primarily from any layer above the point of origin, you're suffering. You're suffering already. You want more of it or you want less of it. You're pushing stuff away or you're pulling stuff in. And I'm just here talking and thinking about it. It's like, I've just recorded a meditation called Do Nothing Meditation. And this is the absolute opposite to that. So if you want to listen to that, go over to Inner Peace Meditations, my sister podcast. And if you go to stephenwebb.uk, all my links are there. But yeah, Do Nothing Meditation is just like, okay, do nothing. And now I'm thinking about the do everything, you know. All your plans, all the things you should be doing, all the things you should have done, all the regrets you have, and all the things, it's all there at the top layer. It's like the worst possible pea soup you could ever imagine. It's just everything in it. And very often we're bumbling along on the top of that. And that's the very top layer. But there's a healthy version of this top layer and an unhealthy version of this top layer. And I want to touch upon that because that's also important, because I'm not saying you shouldn't ever be there. I'm saying enjoy it when you are there and recognize that even that layer doesn't stay there for very long. And this layer, the complexity and the ego layer, you know, it enables self-reflection. It enables personal growth. It enables the opportunity to enjoy all these things you've experienced. Enjoy the stories of your life. The ego enjoys life sometimes. I don't know if the ego enjoys life, actually. The ego doesn't care either way. It just gives you narrative, and it's up to you whether you enjoy it or not. But the cons of this is it can lead to, you know, over-identification. It can lead to a real solid version of your roles. This is who I am. And this is the status of who you are. This is my story. This is all my beliefs, all my opinions. This is who I've become. This is my family. I've been like this for generations. I'm not going to change. You know, don't look deeper. You know, don't pull away this layer because I don't want you to. And it causes stress. Just dive to another layer. Let's just go down. On this layer, you've just got your narrative and storytelling. So it seems similar, but this one, it's not so much other people. It's not so much you've got to show the world. This is just your layer of, hey, these are my stories. This is my narrative. This facilitates the identity formation, the cultural connection. People around you. This forms a part of the foundation of what is above. Things you enjoy, things you don't enjoy. And it may trap individuals in the limiting self stories and biases. You know, if you get stuck here and you don't want to leave this place, you are stuck to your story. You're stuck to your narrative. That is who I am. Above that, there's a whole experience of things that we've just been talking about. Not all bad, not all good. They're just an experience of things where you're bringing everything along. You imagine you're visiting a concert and you get to the concert and you're bringing all your household stuff and all your friends, all your stories and all that. It's like, I'm here with everything I've ever owned. Well, this time you've left a few of your friends and all at home and you're just bringing up your story. And then you go down another layer. And when you go down this other layer, this is more about your opinions and what you've learned. This is what forms your stories and your storytelling and the other layers. But it is here as a foundation to your narrative. This encourages the learning and adapting. If you get stuck at this layer, and I don't know really whether you get stuck at these things, but if you come from your opinions and beliefs and what you learn so rigidly, you'll often be closed-mindedness and you'll resist new ideas and you won't get to experience the two levels above. I think we all know people that are just so stuck in their opinions. And don't get me wrong, I can be there sometimes. And oh boy, you give me a few days with different people and things like that and oh, I can argue my opinion. As if it's fact, as if it's like the only opinion in the world. I know what an opinion is. An opinion is just a person's opinion. That doesn't stop me arguing it sometimes. It really doesn't. You know, my ego is human, just like anybody else's. You know, just because I may invite you to see some of this stuff, it doesn't mean to say I'm sorted. It doesn't mean to say I've got all this. You know, you catch me on a bad day and you'll get the opinionated Stevie. But yeah, this is more stress at this level, I think. You might not have as much in your life, but you're stuck in your opinion. You're stuck in your learned ways and that's it. And you ain't going to move from there. And then you've got another layer just below. I suppose this layer comes from your beliefs and your family and your religion and your core values. And this is a foundation that if you go through this foundation and you develop this one properly, the ones above will be more sensible. There'll be more compassion. Because as I go down through the layers, in a minute we've got emotions and significance, we've got compassion and caring, thought and intention. But if you bring them along to the beliefs and the core values, you can have a real good foundation for the levels above. And bearing in mind, you can dip back down to these, and you have to at times. Especially when things go wrong, you have to dip down to these levels. So your beliefs and core values, this provides stability and a sense of purpose in life. That's the pro side of it. But the con side of it is it can be rigid, preventing personal growth and adaptation. Core values can be amazing, but boy, can they hold you back. And, you know, I'm not particularly against religion, but if you hold your religion too tightly, it will prevent experiences and freedom. There's no freedom in holding anything tightly. And then we get closer. We get closer to the heart of the consciousness of who you are. And you can go down through these layers in the funnel, just like you can almost going down as the ego develops and becomes more complex as time goes on. Emotions and significance. You know, this really enriches our life with depth and meaning. This is before the foundations of these things get solidified. But the emotions and significance, who am I? What's important to me? But you're not really that rigid on them yet. That comes in the beliefs and the core values just above. And it may lead to emotional overwhelm and disconnection. It may mean that if you don't formulate this layer properly, you won't be able to take your emotions to the other layers. You won't be able to do it in a way that can be healthy. So you might end up at the narrative and storytelling from a place where your empathy is so overwhelming that you can't tell your story. Or you get to the complexity in the ego stage and your empathy is so overwhelming to you that even when you tell your story, it's through tears and you take on the whole world's pain because you have so much empathy for the rest of the world that you cannot cope with it yourself. And remember, there's a difference between empathy and compassion. And when I asked Doshin, my Zen master, the difference between empathy and compassion, and he's brilliant for wandering off on a really brilliant talks. But I said, can you Zen it out? And he stood there, quite quiet. And he leaned in and said, empathy is for you, compassion is for them. Just like that, it blew my mind. It's like, wow, yes. So if you get the emotions and significance, if you get this level, you can end up with so much empathy that it overwhelms you. And that's why you might have to disconnect from life and run away and avoid it at all cost. And then we're diving really deep into our core, So compassion and caring. That fosters the empathy of the next level and the human connection. For the first time, we're more human here. At this layer, we're recognizing that we have to fit in with others. We have to fit in with society. And we have to care and have compassion for others and ourselves, of course. The problem is overextending this can risk to burnout, can risk to, just overreaching to everybody else and forgetting yourself in a different way to unhealthy empathy. I did a podcast. It's probably 50 podcasts ago, healthy empathy versus unhealthy empathy. And trust me, there is two of them. Well, there's two of everything. Healthy desire, unhealthy desire, all of these things come with a healthy and an unhealthy. And I call them that because I don't want to call them good or bad, because good or bad suggests one's wrong and one's right. And it's just, it's more complicated than that. And that's why we have to, now you can see why I took everything apart, because I wanted to know what is the simplest form, and then I can understand. And that's what we're doing. We're taking apart the ego. And then you move to one layer removed from pure awareness. That's just thought and intention. So now if we look at it differently, I want you to flip the coin now, or flip the funnel. So just a thought, just an intention. So out of the singularity, out of pure consciousness, you have a thought. It isn't anything more yet than a thought. It's not compassion yet until it develops into further layers. And then that thought becomes a compassion or caring. And then it adds emotions to it. And then it adds beliefs to it. And then it adds opinions to it. And it adds a story to it. And before you know it, it's so complex. That thought went from just a thought to this complex opinions and beliefs and all the other stories that go with it. And then before you know it, you're back to square one in a mess, covered up with all these layers, and you have to protect everything. And you're exhausted and overwhelmed again. doesn't that sound like life? That is exactly it, isn't it? In a nutshell, that is exactly it. We get a thought, it leads to a compassion and caring. And I think it always goes to compassion and caring. I don't think it drops to the other ones, because where does the hate and where does the thing comes in? That comes after beliefs and opinions and stories. Hate can't come in until you have a story of someone hurting you or a story of what's right and wrong. There's no hate down at the compassion and caring at the raw level. There's no hate in nature. There's some horrible things in nature, but it doesn't come from hate. It comes from evolution. It comes from, I haven't taken that apart yet. I don't understand it yet. To any large degree anyway, to be able to invite you to a way of looking at it anyway. But this thought and compassion at that level, it drives creativity and innovation. From that Imagine what you can do with a thought. Instead of jumping to your beliefs and opinions, you can do something new with it. Or nothing. Whoa, how cool is that? Do nothing with it. Yeah, that's just, it's a revolutionary thing. And I think 100, 200 years ago, when they plowed the fields, they come back and they read the books and they were quiet. These thoughts were able to develop in a conscious, more caring way. Nowadays, we're just hit with everything that a thought becomes a complex ego within milliseconds. You know, the belief and the story and the opinions are all added to it. Boom, just like that. And it happens in milliseconds. And then we get to the real core, the real essence, the real whatever you want to do. And this is the light that you have to recognize. If you can live from this pure awareness, and when you work it out, please let me know. I don't do a bad job at living just above this sometimes for a few seconds a day, recognizing the thought and choosing whether to go with it, recognizing that I've now got into a belief and opinion. Do I continue up the funnel, or do I stop and let it go? But pure awareness, it's just inner peace, spiritual enlightenment at this level. It's just here, just present, accepting everything in this moment. And the cons of this, it's difficult to maintain. If you can maintain this for more than a few seconds, oh boy, are you enlightened. Buddhist monks spend years and years in monasteries. Most of the time, it's a few seconds before a thought comes in, and then an emotion with that thought, and then an opinion that I'm hungry or what food I want. So that's how these thoughts develop. This is how we jump out of inner peace, because inner peace comes from that, just the quietness right below everything. And it may not be obvious, but how you go up through that funnel is up to you. So you imagine a torch at the bottom. I love this bit. You're going to like this bit. Because I'm a visual person, so... So imagine a torch at the bottom. You turn the torch on. That's a thought. Comes out of pure awareness. It goes into the thought and intention. And it's still bright. It's still ready. It's still immature. And it's still naive. And it's still a brand new fertile thought. Like a brand new seed that's just popped up out of the ground. Like a little shoot. That's the word I was looking for. And then it goes into compassion and caring, because it wants to be something. It wants to be something awesome and caring, and it wants to be loving. And then it has emotions. It feels, because it wants to be something. It's now got a desire. And now you throw in your beliefs. Well, you're going to be red, or you've got to be yellow, or you've got to be this. And the problem is, the more you throw on it, the darker that light becomes, because there's more in the way. And then you add the opinions, everything you learn on top of this, because you believe in your core values and your beliefs. They're okay to add. And then you add your opinions. They're okay to add too, because they're your opinions. So you might have religion, and then you've got your opinions of that religion. And then you've got your life experiences. Let's throw that in there as well. You're starting to see the problem now. Now the light, you can barely see through. That thought that was so pure and so caring and loving, that was ready to change the world, is now so, it's so shadowed. And then suddenly the complexity and ego, and we add all the layers of life and everything to it, and that thought just becomes the same as all the other thoughts. It becomes tired and overwhelmed, and it becomes a story and a narrative and opinion. Yeah, and there's your inner peace shattered. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Now then, the reason why I share this with you is because if you understand how a thought grows and how we add layers to it, it really gives you that insight to stop. Enjoy the pure thought. Maybe add a bit of intention to that thought. Maybe with that intention, add a bit of compassion. Stop there. Or if you continue, don't add all the, your beliefs onto it. Maybe your beliefs don't need to be added to this thought. Maybe you can be open-minded and grow this thought again. Because I really do think that concepts like this and visualizing it like this will just change how you end up feeling, because the higher you go, the more layers you add to every single moment of the day, the more compact you are, the more rigid you are, the more unhappy you are. And you can play with these things. That's the whole point. If you're not aware of the thought until all the layers have already added, you're done. That's like giving a child a painting that's already been done. It's like going to a jumble sale and buying your child a paint by numbers, but somebody's already done it. It's like, yeah, that sucks. Can you buy me another one? Really, we want to start at the blank canvas and become aware at that point. So on that note, this podcast has already gone on to nearly 30 minutes, and I'm not going to apologize for that, because I think this podcast is awesome. This one, I'm really proud of this one, because it's the kind of thing I love talking about, and I just hope it gives you some insight into how thoughts develop, how our emotions develop. Thank you for supporting this podcast. Thank you for donating coffees. It really makes a difference. And yeah. And I love you. Take care. Have some awesome thoughts.